But I'm not going to talk so much about the practical aspects of evaluating a case from the perspective of, you know, whether it's the kind of case you want to take or how you determine whether or not you can move forward with it right away or how long you have to wait to evaluate it, or, you know, what kind of things you want to warn your client about, or what kind of a relationship you want to establish with your client. What I'm really going to talk about more is how to identify problem clients who will destroy your life and what to do about it once you encounter them. A lot of what I have to say is just kind of underlining what we've already heard and adding some additional information that I hope is going to be useful to you, because it is very much true that the best money you ever make are the cases that you turn down. The office that I work in and have worked in for many years, the people that are friends of mine, we have a phrase that's called January cases, and we're always on the lookout for January cases. And a January case is, you know, if you're a lawyer who represents injured plaintiffs, the beginning of the year is always kind of tough for you, right? You have to have a line of credit, and unless you're lucky enough to have profits that are holding over from the previous year, or unless you're lucky enough to settle a case in December and have the money come in January, January oftentimes, because most people, you know, make sure that they have expensed out everything at the end of the fiscal year. In January, you're kind of sucking wind a little bit. And so there's always this temptation in January to take a case that you might not otherwise take. And so we call those cases January cases, whatever time of the year they roll around. That's a January case. You don't want that case. Let's talk about difficult clients and what makes them difficult.